Today's Daf Maseches Pesachim, Daf Nun, closing out the third parak. We have some incredible Agadah. The Gemara quotes the well-known pasuk from Zechariah, Perek Yedalad, V'haya Hashem LeMelech Al Kol Ha'aretz. Zechariah speaking about future days when Hashem will be the king on all the land. V'yomahu Yeh Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. The name of Hashem will be one. Hashem will be one, and His name will be one. So comes the Gemara and says, Ato Eidna Lav Echadu, Hashem is an Echad now. What does it mean? In the future, Hashem is going to be one, and right now, in our current existence, Hashem is not one. So the Gemara gives one answer, and let's focus on the second answer. Second answer from Nachum and Reb Yitzchak. He says, in this world, Hashem's name is written Yudke Vavke, and it's pronounced Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But in Olam Haba, in the next world, it will be both written and pronounced as Yudke Vavke. The same way that it's written will be the name that it's pronounced. Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful Torah on this from the Ishbitzer Rav of Yosef Liner in his Meshiloach, Sefer Meshiloach. He explains the Shem Havaya, the Shem Yudke Vavke, is the name that means Hashem is the creator of all things, mountains, oceans, humans, and so on. And this would mean Hashem also created our desires. He created our taivas. Therefore, how could we even view a person desiring, wanting something as wrong if Hashem manufactured this desire? Whereas the Shem Adnus, the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is about Hashem as the master. And in the model of the master, there's a master and there's a servant. The master is going to want his own thing, wants to be served, and the servant is going to have something on his own mind. He's going to want to take it easy. He's going to want to relax. So this world was made, explains the Ishbitzer, based on the Gemara, with the Shem Adnus. Has two names that are Olam Hazeh, the world that we're in now, the existence that we're in now. There's the Shem Havaya, the way it's written. This is the way that it manifests itself, is with the Shem Adnus. So we always have this tension in the relationship in the world that we live in. It also means, kivyachol, that Hashem, on a certain level, restrained Himself. So therefore, Hashem is not the creator of all things. In other words, He's not the creator of our desires. Our desires are going to originate, they're going to begin from within us. As the Gemara in Brachos and Lamed Gimel says, Kol bidei shamayim, chutz mir shamayim. Right? Our decisions, our desires of how we're going to act upon those is going to be in our hands, going to be in our control. That's our bechira. Therefore, we can't just go on our intuition. Just because we want something doesn't allow us to think that it's going to be appropriate. Realizer Breitowitz in a beautiful Parsha Shir, in his Parsha Shmini, Tafshinayin Tes, he gives an analogy to this. He says, a cow that wants to eat grass. We're going to say the cow doesn't have a moral compass. But let's say the cow did have a moral compass. So Hashem created its bones and skin. He also created its desire. So if the cow desires to eat grass, the cow's going to think to himself, there's something wrong with me wanting to eat this grass. It should think that there's nothing wrong with pursuing this desire. But a human, a basav adam, has to use his brain to decide if a desire should or should not be acted upon. Says the Ishbitzer, if the world would be made with Shem Havaya, then it would be Hakol Bidei Shemayim Afilu Yerushamayim. Even Yerushamayim would be something that was created by Hashem. It wouldn't really be in our control to decide upon whether it's good or bad. It would just be. But now, since Olam Hazeh was made with both names, we have the master servant, we have the Shem Adnus, and your choice, person, it's your choice, is yours. Olam Hazeh, Kol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyur Shemayim. You have it in control. But in Olam Haba, that's the Olam HaTikun, where everything's going to be rectified. Everything is Shem Havaya, written and pronounced. There will be no Bechira. And a person will naturally do the right thing. Just like Adam HaRishon before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And the idea of our Gemara is on this current existence, we have to keep in check with our desires. And not just fall into the trap of thinking, if I want something, it must be right. And therefore, explains the Ishbitzer, so in Parsha Shmini, he's talking about Nadav and Avihu, that one of the chait of Nadav and Avihu, what they made a mistake on is that they thought they were on that level. They thought they were on the level, if I have the intuition, to go into Kodesh HaKodashim, then I just should, then that's what I should do. And he explains a beautiful pshat. He says, Parsha Shmini is 91 psukim. 91 psukim is the gematria of the Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, added together with the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Which means that their mistake was that they didn't realize we're still in this existence. And we're still in this existence, we have the struggle. If we have the struggle, it means that Hashem is giving us the opportunity to choose good, to realize which of the desires is good and which is not good, and to act on it. And when we act on it in the right way, we make a Kiddush Hashem. We can better ourselves to be greater people than we were the day before.